systems are offline.
Number one for today's hits and all-time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
Your online radio. The new online radio that makes you happy.
What's up, what's up, what's up? This is your boy, Fearless Eagle, right here on What's the Topic. Yes, right here on What's the Topic. Today is another awesome, amazing day, yes, where we're gonna do the most, me and you. Yeah, you know how we do it right here on What's the Topic. Yes, give you the nice stuff, the good stuff that gets you pumped up and everything, and then we do the most. Yes, we do the most. Yeah, in case you're like thinking, what can we expect? Today, we're going to be talking about Travis Scott. Yes, we're going to look at Travis Scott. You know, we'll tackle a bit about him. And then after that, yeah, we'll do the most and dive into some of the latest stuff that has been going on, you know, concerning Travis Scott and all those stuff. So that's what's going to be happening. And then after that, we'll seal the deal. Yes, seal the deal. Yeah. You know how we do it right here on Master Topic. I don't even need to say a lot or talk a lot because you understand how everything operates. And if it's your first time, welcome to What's the Topic. And yeah, definitely you love it. And make sure you share the show out there. But before we even get into the most and do the most, here is a track. Yes, a track by V Rose. Title. It's titled Ain't Worried. Enjoy.
Worry and anxiety is something that every single one of us deals with. Because life is hard. We tend to revert to worry and anxiety instead of trusting in God.
Does your boy have problems? Yeah. But I live as if I'm not aware. Yeah. Head high, see me walking around without a care. I am not in fear, even when it is a lot to bear. Cause I'm not alone, see the spirit of my father's here. He will bench press those burdens I can't lift. He will help fight addictions I can't kick. He repairs brokenness that I can't fix. When I fall, he says, get up, you can't quit. Feel the tears in my mind turning cause it's hard to describe. But try wording how the Lord provides for me. He's on his job like it's 9 to 5:30. I know I'm serving a loving father. So why should I worry? He wipes away every tear when I'm hurting. He's spitting dirt and he wiped away my blind fury. I was his enemy, but now I know that I'm surely forgiven. His blood washes over me when I'm dirty.
I ain't worried, nah, nah. What I look like trying to stress out, nah. I ain't worried, nah, nah. I trust in the Lord, know he's looking out. Keep my mind stayed on Jesus, I ain't got no worries. Bag, that's a sum up. God knows everything you need when you need it. Gotta ask, who is it that you believe in? Do you trust in the word and do you read it? Did you know that you were dirt but we breathing? Did you notice every day that he's feeding all the birds all while he's changing the season? God is not tired, depressed, or defeated. Celebrate every day that you've been breathing and don't get stressed out on this everyday life. Oh no, cause we know that it ain't gonna last but stress out, nah, I ain't worried, nah, nah. I trust in the Lord, know he's looking out. Keep my mind stayed on Jesus, I ain't got no worries. No, 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 I ain't worried.
What I look like being wearing by my life, oh. When I'm fully covered and I ain't talking about Geico.
you're looking right though, cause I'm his. Ain't no need for you to trick when you truly know that he lives. And when you know who he is, you know that you gon' be straight. Cause no matter what you may face, he always provides an escape. He's never late and you can take that to the bank. He is faithful to his children, even when his children ain't. What you think? I'ma stress over these bills. Is you for real? But my father on the cattle on a thousand knees. I got a deal, but I ain't worried about no record sales. Cause even if this record fails, I promise I'm living well. Boy, in case you can't tell, I'm doing just fine. And you would think I was obsessed the way Christ stay on my mind. I ain't lying, I ain't talking Snoop a little too far, but I ain't going back and forth for none of y'all. No.
I ain't worried, nah, nah. What I look like trying to stress out, nah. I ain't worried, nah, nah. I trust in the Lord, know he's looking out. Keep my mind stayed on Jesus, I ain't got no worries.
I know you enjoyed that. That was amazing. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. Right here on What's the Topic. You know, I give you the nice stuff, the good stuff, because I also moved to the stuff. Yes, that's why I chose that track for you, because I knew you were going to enjoy it. If you didn't enjoy that track, don't hesitate to tell me. Actually, yeah. Let me know. Let me know why you didn't enjoy the track, you know, and all that stuff. So, yeah. It is what it is. Yeah. So we're going to talk about Travis Scott. And yeah, you know, like take a look at what's happening with him. So for those who do not know Travis Scott, Travis Scott's real name is Jacques Berman Webster II. So yes, there's Travis Scott, obviously professionally known as Travis Scott. That's the name he chose to identify himself as. So he is an American rapper and a record producer. So now looking at some of, yeah, like going back to his history and yeah, looking at what happened in his life and all those stuff. So yeah, he was born obviously in Hudson, Texas, and right there in the United States. And obviously his name Travis Scott, he gave his name Travis Scott as his professional let me say his stage name, put it that way. His stage name, he actually got his stage name from his uncle, his favorite uncle, and he combined his first name of one of his inspiration, which is Kid Cudi, and yeah, his favorite uncle, and that's how he got Travis Scott. And myself, I'm like, okay, thinking, wow, okay, how do those, you know, yeah, go together and all the stuff. But yeah, he was born in 1991 on the 30th of April. Yes, and for those who are wondering how old he is, yes, now you know he is 30 years old. Yes, that's Travis Scott for you. And yeah, that's basically a bit about Travis Scott, in case you didn't know Travis Scott. But yeah, I want to speak about, you know, recently there was a situation that happened. I don't know what you're going to think about the situation, but yeah, obviously you'll definitely let me know what's your point of view, you know, concerning the whole situation and everything. But yeah, like recently Travis Scott, you know, was performing right there, you know, at your Astro World. And what went down is we had fans that got injured. Yes. So there were fans that were declared brain dead. So in other words, they dead, gone. Yes, they died at the event. And you know, one of the nurse who was there, she obviously, she's a nurse, but she went to attend the event and all those stuff. And what she was saying is, when the whole event was happening, you had people who decided they're gonna go crazy, and while they were going crazy, there were people who were obviously caught in the crossfire and yeah, ended up on the floor, and people started stamping over them and all those stuff, and yeah, a lot of things happened. But yeah, what this nurse was actually explaining is that they had people who literally they needed medical attention, and at the same time you also had people, the fans, Travis Scott's fans, that were going crazy, and instead of calling the ambulance and stopping the event while it's happening, they were actually recording the whole event and the whole situation that was happening. So while the people are injured, they're actually recording the people who are injured and the whole situation, and then they will record the event itself. You know, obviously, I'm thinking of the whole situation as, you know, those people who, yeah, some of them probably were high, and then you had those that, yeah, adrenaline took over and everything, and another story. So that's literally what went down. So there were people, yeah, who died there at the event and everything. Now, I'm looking at the whole situation. You obviously had Travis Scott's side, where he said that he did not know what was going down. He, like, the people who got injured and everything, he never knew that they were injured, and he only found out after the event that they were injured. And then you had the fans who decided that they were gonna, yeah, some of the fans were horrified and angry. They were actually furious, and like they were blaming him and everything. And then we obviously had Travis Scott himself, who actually said that he's gonna refund the everyone who actually attended. He's gonna refund them their tickets and everything. But yeah, basically Travis Scott and Drake, they actually got sued. They actually got sued because of the whole event, and the event got cancelled and all that stuff. And yeah, we obviously had a couple of people who actually died. On Twitter, you'll actually see their pictures. They actually passed away and everything. So, like, literally, there's a lot of tweets that are out there concerning the whole event and everything that went down. And yeah, all those stuff. So, obviously, looking at the whole situation, analyzing it, there's people that have a lot of things to say. But yeah, Travis Scott, his response was he didn't know what happened. So the question is it true, or did he really know what happened? Or yeah, we can't tell the full story. We can't tell the full story. All we can say is that the event happened, people got injured, and people got brain dead. A lot of things happened. A lot of things happened. There's those that passed away and due to the event. So now, looking at the whole situation and everything that happened, which direction do we take? Like, what do we do from here? Obviously, yeah, I'm looking at this whole situation. I'm thinking, yeah, one way, you know, one thing that can happen is like in your history books, we know that Travis Scott was, Travis Scott was Travis Scott. And we had a situation where he hosted an event and then people died and all those stuff. And then after that, that's how his career ended. That's one situation. Oh, it might be another scenario, another whole conclusion, which might be different. That's obviously depending on how this whole situation, the direction that it takes and all those stuff. So yeah, that is what's happening with Travis Scott. And if you go back to history, he actually does have a record of hosting events where people get injured and die and all those stuff. There was also an event in the year 2011 where a similar incident happened, where he hosted another event. And it turned out the event got aggressive, the crowd went crazy and all those stuff, and then, bam, people got injured. And then, yeah, he got sued and all those stuff. So, yeah, going back to his track record, he does have a history of such, yeah, you know, such taking place, such situations and all those stuff. But, yeah, it is what it is. Let me know what you think about the whole situation. Should he be sued? What do you think they should do? Is he at fault? What do you think? Let me know what you think, what is on your mind. And, yeah, from the whole situation, what's your point of view of it? So do let me know. But before I close, I'm going to give you an awesome, amazing gem. Here is a track by Timothy Gabriel titled Dripping in Jesus. Enjoy. Fire! 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 Fire!
Shame of the gospel. You know that we say we're real. It's Christ and that forever till we hit that field. Trip, trip, tripping on me. Trip, trip, trip. It's Christ and that forever.
Fire! Fire! Fire!
Tchau.
Yeah. Yeah.
FM radio has never been better.
Yeah, that was awesome. I hope you enjoyed that track. Yes, from myself, Fearless Eagle, I have to love you and leave you. Yes, it is what it is. Yeah, let me know what you think about the whole situation of Travis Scott, if he is to be blamed or not. From myself, Fearless Eagle, I'm gonna love you and leave you. If it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good afternoon. If it's good evening. If it's good night, good night. Now you can go and sleep. Yes, and don't forget to share the show. Peace out and God bless.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
And I was sleeping on the floor in my mama's house, homie, practically stripped. Y'all see me right now, new record on shelves, with a mic in the stage, trying to protect myself. Trying to see how that scene was affecting my health, how the mess that I was in was affecting my sales, that affected my wealth. Trying to eat like a mouse in the cupboard, trying to heat in the house with the oven. When the devil speaking through me like the mouth of a puppet, and all the guilt that I carry when I'm out in the public. Yeah, so don't do it, cause we did it and God spared us. Don't do it cause we did it, God spared us. Yeah, cause you reap what you sow, but I know that by the power of God's spirit that I ain't going back, I ain't going back to the flame, back to the same, back to the same, back to the lane. I ain't going back, I ain't going back to the streets, back to the streets, back to the streets, back to the streets. I ain't going back. I was about to lose it, snooze it, dude, and I got the bruises to prove it. Whole lot of confusion brewing. Should I be honest and tell the truth in the music? Hit souls, this is not for amusement. And every man is a product of what he chooses. Yeah, I think I got that from the blueprint, so don't get it confused if I'm hopping off of a cruise ship. I hear the whispers like, I can't lie. If he did it and got away with it, then why can't I? You see me standing in the press with my hands high, smiling in all the pictures like, I'm that guy. Yeah, but y'all ain't see when the pen was signing divorce payments. Support payments, I still was watching the Lord's name up. Yeah, but I'm a product of his grace.